Jesus said that the most important rule in life is to love God as much as possible and to love others as ourselves. Nothing is more important than that. You'll find that rule in the Bible in Mark's Gospel, chapter 12, verses 29 to 31. But you may say, how on earth do we love God for heaven's sake? Maybe you might say that in less polite terms. Well, here's my way of understanding it. You can illustrate the three recipients of this rule, God, others, and self, as a pie diagram with three equal slices. So what does it mean to love them all? Should the slices be equal? Isn't loving God more important than the others? Well, I'd say that all three are equally important and must be kept in balance. Each one encompasses the other if we understand them correctly. The love that Jesus talks about seeks what is most appropriate for the object being loved and is unconditional, not expecting anything in return. You can find out about that type of love also in the Bible, in St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13. It's well known from wedding services. The key part starts with, love is patient, love is kind, and so it goes on. It's a lovely passage. Make sure you read it if you haven't already. Now, in the case of self-love, that means we need to take care of ourselves, develop and use and make use of our talents, avoid being selfish, and recognize the divine within us. Otherwise, we're powerless to love. But note that the rule states that we should love others as much as ourselves. Therefore, if we don't love ourselves properly and selflessly, we won't be able to love others properly. In the case of loving others, we need to build them up by empathizing and helping to meet their needs, to achieve their full potential, and to recognize the divine within themselves. Note also that if we can't love ourselves and others whom we can see, how can we love God whom we can't see and understand? And knowing Jesus is key to this. So in the case of loving God, it means following the example and guidelines that Jesus gave, learning about him, and giving thanks and praise for our existence. I think that these three aspects are equally important in fulfilling Jesus' command to love, if we recognize God in all things and everyone. And when we do that, our love and care for the whole of creation will follow automatically, since God created it and all our lives are dependent on it. So, we must take care of ourselves so that we can take care of others and learn to care about God. Thank you for listening.